Episode 50, An Accessible Christmas. Welcome to this edition of the Smiles Podcast. And I just wanted to greet everybody and wish them a very happy Christmas. I can't believe this is the 50th episode that we've had, but so it is. And today's subject is all things accessible at Christmas time. And the first thing to make a mention of is a change to Google Nest or Google Mini, in that in mid-December, in the UK, you will no longer be able to make phone calls to landlines unless you have connected to Google Duo, which is all being well and good. But if you happen to have an iPhone that does not upgrade to iOS 11, it's impossible to actually run that Google Duo. So I'm having to source an Android device to see if I can make it work through there. I am assured that that would happen. So, yes, so you were thinking that your Christmas would be without problems or without hitches, without any kind of difficulties. Well, there we go. You do find that you have those kind of things happening. Now, I do want to shout out for the 1280s of Christmas, which is a event that is taking place at the moment. If you actually go and to Aventido's website, you'll be able to see the 12 days of Christmas and how you can connect with the 1280s of Christmas, I should say. And there's some great giveaways there, as well as interesting talks. I'm about to join one in a few minutes' time. And so it's a lunchtime thing at 12:15, just for an hour. And you'll be well impressed by all of those things. So yeah, do try and get on to that particular thing. I suggest you send an email to Anthony Ruck of Aventido. So Anthony@Aventido.com, I think. Anyway, I'm not sure of that, so do look up 1280s of Christmas and see if there's a way that you can do that. I'm just checking now to see if there's a way on the web I can work it. Hold on a second. We'll get there in a minute. Oh, the wonders of the internet. Oh, gosh. Everything but. Yes, not easy to find, I have to say. So I will try and endeavour to find that out for you. But just for the next week, he's running this exciting event. So what other things can we consider at Christmas? Well, certainly if people are buying gifts, and those gifts happen to be tablets or computers, I'd strongly advise that you actually just make sure that you are sure about how or what you want to buy, and have a good reason for doing it. Don't buy on impulse. Don't buy an offer if it doesn't meet your requirements. I mean, these things sound pretty basic, but it's easy to get tempted into buying just that really cool piece of tech. But if it doesn't actually answer your need or creates barriers to you, then it's hardly going to be useful. And also, there is such a lot of people out there helping people connect at the moment. I will in future podcasts tell you about projects that are happening in our locality here in Wiltshire. But needless to say, it's a very, very different Christmas. So to end with, I just wish you all a very, very merry and happy, different, alternative Christmas. Goodbye for now.